Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For some people, the financial difficulties they endure during this economic downturn will change their lives forever. It's fracturing careers, it's fracturing marriages, and for some people, it's fracturing teeth. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports that in this economy, many Massachusetts dentists are seeing an increase in stress-related tooth injuries.
On the surface, it's peaceful at Kathy Mizuki's home on Penny Lane in Andover. Inside, her two teenagers are reading. Outside, beneath the blue suburban skies, the birds are singing. But underneath all this, there's the stress. Those kids. Mizuki knows they're going to mean college tuition in just a couple of years.
And what savings we had or investments we've had have just bottomed out. Not only do you have your expected education costs, but how are you going to be able to save for retirement when the stock market is such a mess and your investments are such a mess? It's a little bit hopeless.
Mizuki doesn't have much hope of making more money anytime soon. She's a substitute teacher, and schools are cutting back. Meanwhile, her husband is in sales, not exactly the best thing to be in when consumer spending is down.
So he has the stress of being the solitary breadwinner at this time.
She says it's enough to make him clench his teeth.
I know for him, he has bite guards because he does grinding and clenching during the night, and he's actually bitten through those that are made from Teflon. Just so much stress, and that's where he takes it out, is on his teeth.
And so does she.
The stitches are a lot easier coming out than going in.
Mizuki went to see periodontist David Samuels recently. Her clenching and forcing her teeth sideways against each other at night had exposed the root of a tooth. Samuels has been seeing more cases of grinding lately.
It's literally like taking a forceps over many years and extracting a tooth. That's how much pressure that some people can put on their teeth at night.
Sustained pressure teeth are not designed to take. At first, patients may only wake up to headaches and muscle pain. Over time, the teeth wear down and decay more easily. Eventually, the gums and jawbones wear away and the teeth are torn out. Now, patients who subconsciously take out stress on their teeth at night is nothing new, but the recession is, and Samuels can practically see the impact of the economy in his patient x-rays.
On these films right here that we're looking at, you can see this area on the top of the tooth represents a fracture of the cusp of the tooth from clenching or grinding. You also see sort of flattened surfaces on the tops of the teeth. And then if you look down here below, you'll see the bone loss associated with clenching and grinding. So even on the x-rays, we can see evidence, if you will, of increased stress in someone's life. You know, and we do see more of that now than we used to.
About twice as much. Samuels is also the head of the State Dental Association. A survey of its 5,000 members reveals business from stress-related tooth injuries has generally doubled. The most common remedy for teeth grinding is a preventative bite guard. Generic ones you can buy at a drugstore cost about $25. Samuels says they're better than nothing, but he recommends custom-fit ones.
So this is an iGuard that's about to be delivered. We use a very sort of specialized lab in New Jersey for these.
This specially made bite guard costs between $500 and $600. But even if you have dental insurance, bite guards are often not covered. So Samuel says the problem is that just when people are stressing out over finances and need these, they can't afford them. It's something dentist Robert Imami hears all the time.
Dr. Mommy, you know, I have to hold off on this. You know, I'm a little bit worried about my job.
Imami has practices in Randolph and Dedham, where a growing number of his patients have lost their jobs and begun grinding their teeth.
My best advice to patients is this. I understand that you might have lost your insurance. I understand that your budget you have to keep an eye on. But preventative care is a lot cheaper and a lot less invasive than repairs.
Sound advice that's gotten harder to follow as the recession grinds along. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.